Om Shanti. 14th December 2018. Today is Friday. Today's blessing is, may you become free from bondage and be liberated by finishing all bondages with the awareness of your eternal, original and eternal form. The original and eternal form of each soul is freedom. A master. Souls became dependent later. Therefore, become free from bondage by keeping your original and eternal form in your awareness. Let there be no bondage in the mind either. If there is any bondage in the mind, the bondage will bring other bondages. To be free from bondage means to be a king, a master of the self, a self-sovereign. Such souls who are free from bondage and liberated pass with honors. That is, they will go into the first division. Baba is reminding us of our liberated, original, eternal form. When the souls were in the soul world, that stage we were free, liberated. That was our original eternal form. We come down on the earth and the bondage starts. And the greatest bondage that starts from copper age is body consciousness. And that continues. And here we become God conscious and soul conscious. Soul consciousness is here also. Here also. Satyuga and Treta. Soul is soul conscious. Body conscious starts. And sometimes even it becomes unconscious. And in the confluence age it becomes soul conscious and God conscious. So these are all the stages of bondages. So Baba is telling, become free from the bondage. If there is even a bondage in the mind, bondage, one bondage will bring other bondage. Few days back there was a Murli and a blessing, and Baba had said, a bondage is after all a bondage. Bondage is bondage. No matter what it is. So, to be free from bondage is to become king, a master of the self, self-sovereign, Swarajya Adhikari, Swashashak, yesterday. Such souls who are free from bondages and liberated, they alone pass with honor. That is, they will go into the first division. So, how to get rid of bondages? That's the question. How do we get rid of bondages? What we should do to get rid of bondages? Bandhan, mukt, free from bondages.
First, to know bondage.
First, know what is the bondage. Because many things we have thought are already bondage and we think they are not bondage. So first, to define bondage, to know bondage, what is the bondage? Sometimes we think this relationship is very good, but that relation itself has become a bondage. So the first step is to know, to realize, to understand what is the bondage? What is the chain? What is that cage where I am ensnared, where I am engaged? So first is to know bondage. Second is to know the disadvantages of that bondage. Result, disadvantages, and what are the advantages of bondage-free life. Both things together. What are the disadvantages of this bondage? What are the disadvantages of this chain? How I am suffering because of this bondage? And what are the advantages? What are the benefits I will get if I get rid of this bondage. So first is, these are the most important steps. Rest all the steps would happen on their own. But most important thing is to know the bondage, to realize the bondage, to define the bondage, to understand the bondage, and to know its extent, how far it has, the expansion of that bondage, how far we are trapped in that bondage, the octopus grip of that bondage, how deep, how tight is that grip. And even you can have a rough estimate, if this bondage has taken 5 years, how much time I will require, it will be required to get rid of this bondage. Don't think that this bondage you will get rid overnight. It will take time. Because over enthusiastic efforts result in frustrations. People try to break bondage, but then after some time they will again remember the bondage and again they will go back to the same stage. So the most important stage is to, step is to come to this realization that what is the bondage and this is the bondage. That bondage could be anything. That bondage could be a person, a relationship. That bondage could be service. That bondage could be some digital device. That bondage could be comforts and conveniences. That bondage could be moving around and doing sightseeing and photography and all that things. That bondage could be some habit. That bondage could be some old sanskar. That bondage could be some tendency of the mind, some bend, some tilting of the mind. Relations, yeah. So that bondage could be anything. And most of the bondages would appear beautiful on the surface. And we don't think that they are bondages. And they are probably the most difficult bondages to break. Because we don't think that they are bondages. We accept that they are okay. Some celebration could be a bondage. Some celebration. Actually, that is an illusion of happiness. Outside celebration. That could also be a bondage. So first of all, define the bondage. The first step is defining the bondage. Define what is the bondage. The second is advantages and disadvantages. What are the advantages if I get rid of this? And how I am suffering because of this bondage is very important. And one of the ways Baba himself has given. Other thing is, remove the root cause of that bondage. What is the root cause? From where that bondage is arising? What is the source of that bondage? On what foundation this bondage is standing? To remove the source. This is very important. For example, in a body, when somebody gets some infection, the most important thing is to remove the source of infection. For example, somebody is suffering from appendicitis and it has become infected and there is a pus collection there. And outside we are giving highest of the antibiotics. So no matter what you give, unless and until you remove the source, patient is not going to improve. Because of this, now patient has gone in septicemia, there is a septic shock, and the kidney is failing and output has decreased and BP is falling. You are trying to do everything on the surface. But unless and until you go and remove with all the high risk consent, patient to be taken for surgery, remove the source and then only the patient will start improving. If the people say, oh no, we can't, this is a very high risk, But unless and until the source is removed, patient is not going to improve. Take the high risk and remove the source. Here also, there is some source that is leading to bondage. Unless and until that source is removed, no matter what swaman you take, what lectures you listen, nothing is going to happen. Then bondage will remain intact. So the fourth is, third is to remove the source of bondage. If that is some person, what to do? Go away from that person for some time. No need. Because out of sight is out of mind. If I am attached to this pen and I have kept this pen in my room and I see it and I love this pen, now remove the pen from my eyes. Out of sight, keep it away, and out of mind, automatically I will start forgetting that pen. So remove the source. Then the fourth is soman, practice of self-respect. What are the soman for becoming free from bondage? I am a bondage-free soul. Then? I am flying bird, no bondage can touch me. I don't accept any bondage. I don't accept any bondage. Any bondage, slightest bondage is unacceptable to me. Then? What is the self-respect for bondage-free life? I am free. I am an angel. I am flying. I have wings. I have broken free of all the cages. My feet are free of fetters, all the chains, all the shackles. So, practicing some soman, keep on giving. This is known as, in psychology, positive affirmations. This is known as positive affirmations. Affirmations are very important. As I always said, there are three steps in affirmations: present, future, and natural. Present, future, and natural. Present means I am getting rid of this bondage. Future means I will soon get rid of this bondage. And natural means it is very easy for me to get rid of this bondage. All soman, all the self-respect should be divided into three parts. Especially those self-respect if one wants to get rid of some addiction. Especially those when one wants to get rid of some addiction. For example, one is addicted to alcohol. What is the soman for an alcoholic? I am free from alcohol. I am no more addicted to alcohol. Alcohol doesn't pull me anymore. This is one. Then second, future tense. I will soon get rid of alcoholism. Alcohol will not affect me anymore. I see myself getting rid of alcoholism. The fourth, third is natural. It is so easy task. Anybody can get rid of alcohol. Fall of a hat, I'll get rid of alcohol. I can get rid of alcohol hands down. It is the easiest task in the world. Most easy. Anybody can do it. Any Tom, Dick and Harry can do such a thing. It is not at all a difficult thing for me. If these people have done, who are weaker than me, I am 10 times stronger than them. I have strong will. I can get rid of them, this alcohol. So future, natural. So present tense, future tense, and natural. All affirmations are divided into three parts. So all soman should also go in that line. Now this self-respect can be applied anywhere. And especially for de-addiction, it is very good. De-addiction. All de-addiction process should have this self-affirmation thing. This is also for making some dream come true. For example, one wants to become highly successful or some manager in some company. So what are the soman? I am becoming I am the manager, first of all. I am already. I will soon become second. And third, easiest task. If it is for passing some exam, anybody can pass this exam. Even though I am in the 10th standard, even the 5th standard student can pass this exam. It's so easy. So taking natural, future and present. So the fourth step is Soman, self-respect. The fifth is spiritual drill. Spiritual drills. Create spiritual drill. And one of the drills Baba has given here. When the soul is in the soul world, it is free. So practicing the five forms. I am in the soul world, I am free. I am coming down in the golden age, I am still free. If from the copper age, as a deity, people are worshipping me, I am free. Now as a Brahmin, I am free. And as an angel, I am always free. Because angels are the free creatures. They are without any bondages. So my all five forms are free. So one of the forms Baba is saying here is your original and eternal form. So that's what Baba is saying. Your original and eternal form of each soul is freedom. A master souls become master. Souls become dependent later on. Therefore, free from bondage by keeping your original and eternal form in your awareness, in your smriti. Let there no bondage in the mind also. Mind should also remain free, because one bondage will pull another bondage. So, spiritual drill, or more so, remembering your original and eternal form. The next step of becoming bondage free is dying alive. To die alive. Marjiva. Jan. How come? Dying alive. For example, as we always give the example of a bird. There is a bird and king loves that bird too much, and that bird is in the cage, a golden cage, and that bird is given the most delicious, sumptuous food, but still that bird is unhappy because it's in the cage. The bird sees his friends flying in the firmament and it feels unhappy. When I will fly? But there is no way out. It cries and the people think it is singing. It is crying every day and the king praises how nicely it sings. Once there comes a yogi in the town, and the king is going to meet that yogi, and along with king, a king's prince also is going. So that bird tells that prince, please ask the way of freedom, way how to get rid of this bondage for me, to that yogi. The prince says okay, and the king and the prince go, and the yogi is sitting on one cliff and the river is flowing, and the king meets the yogi, and then the son, the prince, he asks that yogi, we have a bird in our cage, and that bird has one question. The bird has asked how it will get rid of this bondage. So the yogi doesn't say anything. He goes in meditation, and within few minutes he throws himself into the river and is dead and gone, flowing with the river. So everybody is surprised what has happened. The prince comes back and the bird asks the prince what happened. The prince says, I told the yogi your question and he went in meditation. He became unconscious and he fell down. That's all. The next day, the bird becomes unconscious. He acts, pretends, falls down. Everybody wake up in the morning and they find that the bird is dead. And they open the door of the cage and the bird starts flying and go away. That yogi taught that if you want to become free, die. So dead. Death is the way to freedom. So dying alive. So die alive. is the way to freedom. Become dead to this world. And another way of bondage free life is, how to get rid of bondage is spiritual fasting. Spiritual fasting. What is spiritual fast? What is spiritual fasting? Okay, that could be one of the spiritual fasting could be silence. Okay, what else? Spiritual fasting is a term used in religions and used in spirituality. What is spiritual fasting? Give less thoughts to the mind. These all could be the part of spiritual fasting, but spiritual fasting means turning your focus from outside to inside, or turning your focus, it means diversion. Spiritual fasting means if A is become a bondage to B, B should turn entire focus to some other thing. And especially here, turning focus to God, towards God. So turning complete focus from A towards God, that is the term as spiritual fasting. And in Christianity they use this term quite often, spiritual fasting. Undergo a period of spiritual fasting that will include silence, that will include digital detox, that will include going away in solitude, that will include no outside communication with the world, that will include staying alone. All alone, without any communication with anybody, just self-churning, self-examination, self-analysis. So this is a good topic, somebody can take that in future, spiritual fasting. Many more things are in that. So how to get rid of bondages? First of all, define the bondage, accept that this is bondage. Define the bondage, accept it, know it, expansion, its extent, and how deep it has become. And then, second step is, know the advantages of a bondage-free life, and know disadvantages of this bondage. How I am suffering, how I get disturbed, my mind is not stable. Know the harms this bondage has done unto me. What harms? Why I am not able to apply full stop? There is one Avyakta Murli, Baba said, that's Murli of 76. Baba said, just as in the army, they give medals. If somebody is number one, first division, they give medal. For number two, they give a different medal. In this spiritual army also, nobody gives you medal, but automatically you get medal. And what is the medal you get? For those who are Maharathi, those who are number one souls, they will get the medal of full stop, automatically. And those who are Ghodeswar, elephant riders, they will get the medal of full stop and sometimes question mark. Most of the time, question mark. This is the Avyakta Murli. It's a very good, Baba has described these two types of medals in that Murli. I think the 19th May 1977. In this spiritual army also, nobody gives you medal. Automatically you get medal. Number one medal, number one soul gets full stop. So what is that which is not causing me, which is allowing, not allowing me to apply full stop? So contemplate on the disadvantages of the bondage and what are the benefits of the bondage free life. So the second stage is, first is defining bondage, definition of bondage. Second, advantages of bondage free life and disadvantages, harms of this thing. And then the third is root cause, remove the root cause of that bondage. Understand that this is what is causing me bondage and remove the root cause. Then Practice Soman. Make a list of Soman for Bandhan Mukt Jeevan. Bondage free life. What, how I can get bondage free? How to achieve that third eye of wisdom? In today's Murli Baba said third eye. Just as you have wisdom tooth, you get third eye here. The third eye. So, have that third eye. And then next, spiritual drills. Ruhani drill. Your original eternal form in the Paramdham when the soul is free. This pristine, this original, unadulterated, absolutely pure, sacrosanct form of Paramdham. Know that. And then, dying alive. Be dead. As if no effect. Marjiva. Die alive. While living, you are as if dead. Dead to this world. Dead to the luxuries of this world. Dead to the celebrations of this world. Dead to the all the comforts and conveniences of this world. Dead to the effect of Prakriti. Five elements. Yesterday we were discussing in Gyan Sarovar, there was an 11 year old boy. And in 1792, this boy started his journey from Uttar Pradesh to Himalaya. And he had travelled for about 9 years from 72 till 96 or like that. So he travelled for 7 years all alone. He went to those Himalayas where the temperature was minus 40 degree. A small boy, Nilkanth Varni. In 1792, he travelled everywhere to UP and then he came down different places and how he tamed the lion. And then he came to Gujarat and in then one Junagadh. There he became disciple of one Ramananda and then he took on the name of Swaminarayan. And this was the boy whom we know today as Swaminarayan. And the new sector, Sampradaya, was started by this person. And huge number of temples were constructed by him. The greatest is in Akshardham, whichever places it is there. So, Delhi, Ahmedabad, all this. So it was this boy who had taken up this journey of 7 years, 11-year-old boy, all alone, without any clothes. And he survived in those, there is a documentary you can watch. Minus 40 degree temperature. People told him, please go down. He said, why should I fear? And he stayed in those Badrinath and all those places. Badrinath or even above in the Himalayas in the month of December. To stay in Himalayas in the month of December is invitation for death. Half an hour if you stay there, you will die. Minus 40 degree temperature. And this boy survived. What is the temperature in Mount Abu now? It is not even zero. Plus three. So it is three. Zero. But what is minus 40? What is minus 40? So, to conquer this Prakriti, to become conqueror of this five elements is also a Purusharth. So these are, and last is, Spiritual fasting is turning your focus fast from speaking. In today's Murli Baba remembered Nirmala Didi speaks very sweet and speaks less. So speaking less, from your mouth only pearls should emerge. From your mouth only pearls should emerge. Gyan Ratna. So spiritual fasting. So that could be verbal, that could be eyes. That could be digital fasting, that could be person, any person whom you are attached, relationship fasting, anything it could be. So these are the different ways of getting rid of bondages. Om Shanti.